Elliot Engel is a New York's 16th District Congressman, a Democrat in office since 1989. And Elliot, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your views with our people.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Okay. You're the ranking man, meaning the top guy on the Foreign Affairs Committee. So I want to ask you about how Rex Tillerson is doing.
Well, let's see. I was going to give him a grade, I would say C minus. I'm trying to be generous. He just spoke before us today in the Foreign Affairs Committee, and I'm actually the ranking member of the Foreign Affairs Committee, which means I'm the top Democrat on the committee. The top majority party member, which is the top Republican, becomes the chairman because they are the majority party, and that's Ed Royce of California. But after the elections in November of 2018, next year, I hope I'll be the chairman, and he or someone else can be the ranking member, because I'm hoping Democrats will be in the majority. It's kind of hard to size up Rex Tillerson. We had him speaking before the committee today in closed doors. I talked a lot about the reorganization, or redesign, as he calls it, for the State Department, and I am very worried that a lot of positions are not being filled. There is a very low morale in the State Department. The president came up with a budget, and the proposed budget would cut the State Department funding by 31% and increase the Defense Department spending. Now, the State Department, which covers diplomacy, wouldn't want to eliminate that ordinarily, because hopefully diplomacy will prevent a war. But they are hell-bent on cutting things, and the people that I speak with who are in the know tell me that morale is terrible, and a lot of people are leaving and retiring and resigning because they just don't see any future there. And we're losing our best people, and at a time when America needs to project itself in the world, we're taking away the tools to have them do so. Tillerson talked a lot about a redesign. He thinks it's going to make them more efficient. And frankly, when I asked him about some of the specifics, he doesn't really acknowledge them. I mean, he just thinks this is a wonderful thing that he's doing. I would have no objection to him reorganizing things, and have no objection to, shaking things up a little bit. I think that people are always resistant to those kinds of things. But when person after person, diplomat, top diplomats that I know and respect, tell me that it's just awful because they're not filling positions, and they're not spending the money that Congress is putting forward. We didn't accept the 31% decrease, so we put more money in the budget, and they're just not using it. So they're essentially doing whatever they want to do, not following Congress at all. So I'm not happy with it. I don't know what goes on between Tillerson and Trump. There seems to be some behind the scenes problems there, but I don't really know. I mean, I just don't know. Tillerson comes to the committee; he's polite, but I don't feel we get much out of it.
One wonders whether by 2018, when you may become the chair of the committee, whether Tillerson will be there. We get all of these reports that he's going to be out because he called the president a moron.
Well, I was actually tempted to ask him that question. Did he really call the president a moron? But frankly, I didn't have the guts to do it. But no, I doubt if he'll still be there, if I had to guess. By the time the election of November 2018 rolls around, I think he'll be long gone. It's my opinion. My opinion.
Okay, Elliot Engel, let's talk about the GOP tax overhaul. As we speak today, they say they've got the votes for it. They say they've got it together. They say they've agreed. Assuming what we know about it goes through, what are you thinking?
Oh, I think it's terrible. I'm definitely going to vote against it. I think every New York representative for sure should vote against it. I think every Democrat should vote against it. I think this is a bill which favors the wealthy, including the Trump family. I think it's stealing from the working class, middle class, and poor to give a better tax break to the rich. It especially hurts states with high tax, high state and local taxes, like New York, like New Jersey, California, states like that. They all happen to be blue states, so I can't help but wonder if there's a little bit of political retribution there. And I think that any member of Congress from those states, and there are more than I could mention, who vote for this bill should be voted out of Congress, because I just think it's an absolute disgrace. Many people don't save a lot of money, working class, middle class people, and they have a house and a mortgage, and their entire life savings is in that mortgage, and they have been able to deduct, first of all, state and local taxes, and also mortgage interest. And supposedly, I haven't seen a copy yet because they haven't released it, both those things are either eliminated or strongly curtailed. And so it doesn't matter if, you know, the president says, oh, you can fill out a postcard and that'll be your taxes, or we're going to put you in a lower tax bracket. And a lower tax bracket does nothing if the deductions that you usually take are now prohibited from your taking them. So you may be in a lower tax bracket, but you're certainly going to have to pay more. And this is, you know, typical Republican trickle-down supply-side economics, where you help the people at the top 1%, and the benefit there trickles down to everybody else because they're the movers and the shakers and things like that. I think this bill is a disgrace, and I think that nobody should vote for it. No Democrat should certainly vote for it, and I won't be.
I only have a few more minutes with you, Elliot Engel, and I want to thank you for being here with us. And there was a bombing in New York.
It should have scared.
As a guy who grew up on 96th Street, which I did, and I'm scared to death that, you know, you go into New York, you walk among a crowd. What do you make of this?
Well, you know the old adage, there, but for the grace of God go I, and that, I guess that's what it is. You know, this lunatic strapped this pipe bomb on him because he was going to blow himself up and take everyone with him. And the scary thing is that he got onto the train in Brooklyn and rode on it till he got off in Manhattan. So all that time on the train, you know, he could have detonated it. And who knows how many people on a train would have been killed. I mean, the fact is, we live in the major city in the world, or certainly the major city in the United States, and we are a target for all these crazies, all these fanatics that become radicalized on the internet and learn how to make bombs on the internet. And the New York Police Department does a really good job, a really effective job in keeping us safe, and we just have to hope and pray that it continues. But, you know, the bottom line really is that if somebody is willing to take his own life, to take down, you know, 20 people around him, there's very little that you can do. You can, you know, you try to do everything you can, but the truth is that, you know, eventually something's going to break through. I mean, this bomb failed. If it hadn't failed, then I'm sure there were people around this guy who would have been killed, and he would have been killed, which would have been no loss. But the fact is, everybody has to look around, and, you know, you just hope that you'll be lucky. And it's changed. You know, when I first came to Congress, you could drive right up to the Capitol with your car as an outside person. Now there are so many barriers and so many checks and so many passes you have to show and whatever. It's almost like a fortress. And it's a shame because as Americans, we never were used to that. You know, you go on the steps of the Capitol. You, as we go down, you see policemen with machine guns, automatic machine guns. I used to see that in Europe a little bit, but never in the United States. But September 11th, 2001 changed all that. So, you know, welcome to the 21st century. And we just have to, you know, again, work with our officials and our police, our first responders who do wonderful jobs in keeping us safe. And they have, you know, thwarted a lot of plots. There are a lot of things that we don't even hear about that have been thwarted and prevented from happening. And in doing so, of course, saved many, many lives. So I'm always grateful to the police, the firemen, all the first responders. They just do a wonderful job.
It's always great to talk to somebody who knows what he's talking about. Elliot Engel, thank you so much for all of your insights. We appreciate your being with us, and we hope that sometime in the future you'll come back and do it again.
I'll be happy. And let me just squeeze in and say, we didn't talk about health care, but we need to keep on top of health care, because if the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare collapses, there will be so many people without health care, it'll be terrible. What we have to do there is we have to fix it, not ruin it, not kill it, but fix it. And we can fix it, and that's what we should do. So great being on your show. Thanks very much, and happy holidays to everybody.
And to you too, Elliot. Thank you very much.